the short-term trends that we see now in terms of a slower China should not be perceived as likely to continue over the medium and long term. We're going to see painful adjustment in China in terms of economic activity. Some of the statistics will be somewhat worrying, but we are seeing the five-year plans being restructured. We're seeing short-term pump priming, monetary and fiscal measures and other measures that will likely see us turn the corner, a medium to long-term central, western, northeastern development, and the search for the Chinese consumer will buffer the Chinese economy from the global slowdown. That's impossible in the short term, but it does mean long term. We can expect that China will still be an economy that outperforms developing country, developed country, and therefore world growth as the largest, third largest economy in the world. The resource need, therefore, will remain real, but it will not be a silver bullet to the sector's concerns and worries at the moment, in terms of prices and in terms of net additional demand. But one should not underestimate in the long term China's ability to be a sustained fueling factor for resource demand, but certainly not a decoupled, freestanding entity that can counter the rest of the world when it is in contraction, or an economy that can fuel an irrational super cycle.